Award-winning playwright Terrell Alvin McCraney's In the Red and Brown Water, directed by David Cote at IU, comes to life on designer Kristen Martino's bare stage thrust into the U with the Wells Metz Theater's audience. The backdrop, a porch and a boarded window, two-story house with more than its share of signs of wear and abuse. Overhead power lines frame the ceiling as they run to a tall pole left of the house. McCraney's play draws its characters from West Africa's Yoruba mythology and begins with a flash of lightning and a boom of thunder on the gesture of Oya, played with great variety by Patricia Millard. Oya in the mythology is a female warrior of winds and storms. In the play, she's a terrific runner. Oya's mother, Mama Mojo, the dignified Justina Anigbo, is a powerful woman that others come to for advice and to interpret their dreams, but she's dying. Oya's offered a college scholarship out of the projects, but her tragedy begins as she loses her chance, staying at home to nurse her mother. Her chance lost, Oya's courted by Shango, a macho Ian Martin, and Ogun, a gentler Kevin Wren. Shango is a figure of fire and thunder in mythology, and their relationship's often a tempestuous one with extended angry conflict and brief sweet reconciliation. As the story of the play goes on, Shango enlists and rises in the military. Ogun in Yoruba cultures, among other things, a worker of metals, and as Oya's gentler lover, he's seen heading off to work in coveralls with a lunchbox in hand. Other characters that stand out are the charmer Yusef Agunbiada as Eligba, Yoruba's trickster and thief, and the strong-singing Brianna Milan as the alternately stately and sexy Aunt Alugwa. David Gordon Johnson was effective as the coach who would recruit Oya and the store owner, frustrated by the tricky Eligba's thievery. For In the Red and Brown Water, playwright McCraney borrows a technique from story theater. The actors speak their stage directions, so Oya might say, "Oya smiles," and then she smiles. Sometimes these directions drew a laugh, sometimes a bit of dread. It's an interesting way to keep the audience aware that this is a play. In addition to the influences and characters from Yoruba mythology, playwright McCraney cites Federico Garcia Lorca's play Yerma as an inspiration for The Red and Brown Water. The two plays share a potent sense of community and of belief in powerful mythic forces. Yerma and Oya are really quite different women, but like Yerma, Oya's tragedy in a community whose only hope is for children is that she's frustratingly barren. The IU production is musically rich with composition and musical direction by Maisha McQueen. There's very fine singing from the cast. I particularly enjoyed the way the community of In the Red and Brown Water comes together in the traditional You've Got a Right to the Tree of Life and Down by the Riverside. McQueen's arrangements and original work were very nicely integrated with the evocative elements of Ari Schwartz's sound design. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance's production of Terrell Alvin McCraney's In the Red and Brown Water, directed by David Cote and the Wells Metz Theater, continues Tuesday through Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 2 and 7:30. You can find this review and an interview with director David Cote on our website at wfiu.org/arts. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.